device?
Yes, that's what I'm getting for you now.
Hi, Steven. How are you? Doing good?
Yeah.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'll be the one to go over pricing and details with you. I'm just grabbing some notes that Tara had sent over to me. Aside from that, was there any questions that you had as far as where we do the placement or how this all works?
No, I just don't. I'm a very small company and I don't need a lot of work. Up until, I don't know, 5 weeks ago, my voicemail was said accepting no new customers. So I'm only looking for very few jobs. I have a full-time job somewhere else. So I can't really have a big financial commitment to it.
Okay, so this is like a side gig for you?
Basically, kind of. I mean, I'm an electrician, and my full-time job is an electrician, but I work full-time for the government as an electrician, and then every other week I do a little bit of jobs here and there for myself.
Okay. Well, I don't want to be misleading in that this would, you know, be like, you know, a flood coming through, you know, turning on the faucet, and it's just raining and pouring with jobs and calls. It's to provide you a steady flow, which allows you to cherry pick the jobs that you do want to take, whether you're part-time or even full-time. It won't overwhelm you.
Okay.
So it looks like you are traveling up to an hour distance, and then you're doing residential as well as EV charging stations as well, correct?
Yep.
Okay. What I would recommend for you to get started with, Stephen, would be our Platinum Package because it includes both the Google and Facebook marketing. What we do is we set it up where it's a 3-month verbal agreement. So you pay every month. Okay. So basically asking you to stick it out 3 months. With this, okay, what you would be looking at is $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. Initial investment would be $398 to get it started today and then $299 monthly after that. And basically what that does is it puts you on the first page of Google in the local map section, content creation on Bing, and then we submit to Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. We do Facebook advertising, which Facebook will retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. It is a click-to-call ad, so they do call you directly. I will say a lot of our clients have seen great results. In addition, we do create a website for you that helps with your ranking. It's Google compliant, mobile-friendly, and it'll be attached where you're listed, and then we cover the mobile platform. That covers iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice searches. So pretty much it covers all of your bases.
So now, so if I Google, so after this, when I Google electrician and near, like if I enter North Berwick, if I say near me when I'm home.
Yeah.
So I just did that, and right now where I'm at, I'm not at home, but there's three electricians, and then there's the click show more button. How far down
mm-hmm.
do I get?
So you know how you see there's like that map, right, and you see those three packs?
Yep.
So that's called the local map. When you click on See More, that's going to give you the rest of them that are part of that first page placement. So you
okay.
could be sometimes, you can wind up being number one. You could probably
okay.
be number six or seven on the page. It really depends on where they're performing the search from and the keyword phrase that they're utilizing at that time.
Okay. And I'm only setting up, I'm only agreeing to 3 months if I...
Yep. 3 months. So what that means, Stephen, is let's say after the second month, right, you were to
yeah.
call in and say, you know what, I want to discontinue the services, then there would be a $199 early termination fee, okay? If you canceled...
Before the 3 months?
No, before the 3 months.
Oh.
If you canceled, like if you canceled after the second month, right? Now, if you canceled after the third month, there's no cancellation fee. We simply part as friends.
Okay.
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 Have you come up with a company name yet?
No, I've been doing it since 1995. It's just, I'm always just under
yeah.
my name. But
mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, I don't know who to talk to about this, if this would be helpful or not.
Okay.
I make electrical education videos online, and I have 400,000 followers.
Uh-huh.
And I was always wondering if I should change my company name to match that screen name and see if that would generate me more leads and work being associated with that or not. I don't know how that would work.
What's the name of it?
My screen name is Stephen J 120 volts, which I think is kind of cheesy, but that's what it was when I went viral, so I'm always going to change it.
It's not cheesy. It's Stephen J, you said?
Stephen J 120 volts. Yeah, I have 136,000 followers on Facebook, 91,000 followers on Instagram, 44 on YouTube, and 150,000 on
wow.
TikTok.
No way.
So,
Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm making money off of that. I mean, I got 15 million views in the last 28 days on Instagram.
Good
so,
for you.
I'm not getting rich, but I always just didn't know if sometimes I get negative publicity from the controversial videos. So I just didn't know. I was trying to figure out if I wanted to change my company name to that and somehow be associated with that. And then when people Google me or see that, I don't know. I'm not sure if it would help or hurt because, like I said, I do have some haters that from the controversial stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like it, the Stephen J. 120 Volts. Rather than putting your company name as Stephen Rovesi, right?
Yeah. But I think I need an LLC or something to do business that's not my name, or is that not true? I'm not sure.
Not necessarily, not that I know of, unless if you're doing, like, a program where, like, let's say you're doing Google's pay-per-lead program, right?
Okay.
Then that might require, with that pay-per-lead program, it's going to require, like, special licensing, a certain amount of insurance for you to be carrying, which I'm sure you probably have what would be required.
Yeah, no, I'm a master electrician, and I have contractor's insurance.
But in that case, even with that type of a program, that's always something that you could eventually upgrade to, you know, depending if you're starting to take on more jobs and want to expand a little bit more, right? That's always an option for you. But
Okay. As
far as I know, like having an LLC, you know, I personally have never heard that you have to have an LLC to have a particular name on Google unless if someone else had that name. But, but yeah, I mean, even in that case, I mean, there's so many businesses that are listed there and they just make up a business name and they don't even have an LLC. You know
okay.
what I mean?
I'd never sign up for a call like this, but you also kind of caught me in the middle of I need money. So we have guardianship of a child, and we had to hire a lawyer because his mother's fighting us at this point after 10 years. So I need $13,000 for a lawyer. So that's why I started taking on work. So I'm going to try this, even though I normally never do sales call and hang up on people, but for $300 a month. If it makes it that people find it when they Google me or Google in my area, you know?
Yeah.
It might be helpful.
And basically, like, what we're going to require from you, you know, we're going to do the work, but what we require from you is, like, always keep that open communication, Stephen, only because that's how we're going to know how to better assist you as well. Like, we'll ask you, send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. These aren't photos that are going to show online. These are photos that are going to help us with getting you verified on Google to create that Google business profile. Okay?
Okay.
So let me do this. What is the best email for you?
Do my first
name.
I'm
going to tell you. It's where I'm going to send your receipt. And I would suggest that use one that you check frequently because we correspond with you in that way as well.
Yeah, do my first and last name at gmail.com.
Stephen, you spell it with the V-E-N, right?
Correct.
Okay. Rovesi, did I pronounce it right?
No, kind of. You're pronouncing it as somebody might say Jesus and someone might say Jesus. Saying it the correct Italian. You're saying it the correct Italian way. We say Rovesi, but that's the Americanized accent.
Rovesi. No, it's okay. Yeah. That's why I hate when I mess up a name. I figured it was Italian, right?
Yeah,
that's like
you're
my brother-in-law.
Italian
he's Italian, and people want to always say his name Mercica, and it's not. It's Mercica.
Yeah. that's the same way. We just went to Italy, and that's when I found out I say my name wrong.
You said Rovesi?
I was saying Rovesi. Rovesi is the proper Italian way. You had the Italian pronunciation. I have the Americanized. Rovesi is the bastardized American version.
Okay, got it. I'm going to send this email to you right now. this is just like a recap of what we talked about as far as like what's included in the package. Okay. Now, I'm going to be verifying information with you just because we want to make sure that we list you accurately and correctly. So do you want it to say that company name that we were talking about, like your handle on YouTube, which I think is cool?
I think it can only help. You know, I just want to, I think I need to get another phone number.
Well, that's okay, because guess what? I got a solution for that.
Okay.
So we don't blast your actual phone number out there. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to put a tracking number. It's a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. This is how you're going to be able, Stephen, to actually track if the phone calls that you're getting is from our program. And I'm not going to tell you that it's going to completely stop the spam calls, but it is going to prevent you from getting as many. And you can even block them. Okay? So, it'll still be linked to your phone number, but they're going to see the local tracking number. Okay?
Okay.
So just an FYI.
If I go and get another phone, can I have
it? Let us know.
Okay.
And we can switch it to link to the other phone number. Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's a lot of trolls out there. I get a lot of people just argue with me for the sake of arguing with me, and I feel like my private
phone
number.
They got nothing better else to do.
Yeah, nothing better else to do, right?
Yeah, yeah, no worries. Yeah, absolutely. So if you get a different phone number, just give us a call and let us know, hey, I need you guys to attach the tracking number to this phone, and then they'll fix it. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the best number for us to contact you on, is that going to be the 207-432-0559?
Yeah.
Okay, bless you. And then I see that there's an address on Angie's. I don't know if this is the address, like your home office. Is it 901
Morrill Mill Road.
Okay, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that is the home office.
Yeah.
So we're going to hide the address. That address will not appear on Google. Okay, it'll be hidden. Okay.
Perfect.
So it's Stephen J120 Bolts. So do you want it to be, like, you know how the logo shows Stephen J? Is like it's all separated. Do you want it to look like that? Not all like one word, correct?
No, one word is how I spell it, but then the logo separates it just for artistic reasons.
So what do you prefer? All together?
Yeah, when I write it, it's all together, but yeah.
Okay.
If it was a picture of the logo, I like my logo. I have another logo, too, that I just added. I don't know which one you're looking at.
So it's going to say, as all one word, Stephen J. 120 Bolts.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if in the print, I'm just weird if people are going to have trouble saying that. Do I put in parentheses, you know, ask for Steve or Steve and put my name next to it or anything like that?
I'm thinking how we're going to make it look like the business name, right? Do we put Stephen J? You know, like it's Stephen space capital J space 120 space Bolt. Is that how you want it to show? Or you want it to run all together? Like one word?
Do I put my, I don't know, I feel like, I'm sorry, I have to get to work soon too, but I'm at a job site, but I feel like do I want to put it like, still my name and then somehow, or put my name and then a parentheses, one of them, like, still that people know that who they're talking to as a person, and that's just like the company name. Like, when somebody has a company name, like if it's Horizon Electric, like, how do they know to ask for Bill when they call? How does the ad do that?
Usually people just ask for the business owner. Hi, I'm calling. Okay. I need some work done. You know what I mean? I know when I was calling a plumber and it was Hernandez Plumbing, I wasn't asking, can I speak to Mr. Hernandez? I'm like, hey, I'm calling because I got a plumbing issue. Can you come out?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'll do whatever you think I'm supposed to do because I have no experience in this.
Okay. And then.
Yeah, whichever way you think it looks.
Yeah. And then, okay. Now, before I even go over, like, billing, do you have, like, about maybe 10 minutes so that we can get these notes done, go through the billing info?
Can you call me back in a half hour? I just have a frozen brain I have to drill out.
Yes. I will call you back in a half an hour only because I'd rather that we, like, take our time in doing the notation. So I'll call you back in 30 minutes. Okay?
Yeah, I said I'm working at a long facility in the
I understand. I respect that. So do what you got to do, and I'll call you back in 30 minutes, and we'll finish setting it up. You are so welcome. Okay. Bye.